We are up to Simin Tov Reish Yud Aleph, actually the first halachas of Yom Kippur themselves in honor of Yom Kippur. We'll be doing the entire Simin, which is two Sifim. The first halacha begins with Yom Kippur Leilo Kiyomo, that all of the halachas of Yom Kippur apply at night and by day equally. What are the halachas of Yom Kippur? So, the Shulchan Aruch says, number one, achila, eating, shasiya, drinking, rechitza, washing, sicha, oiling oneself, ni'ilas hasandal, wearing shoes, tashmish amita, marital relations. Ve'ein chiyuv karis ela al malacha va'achila ushsiya. The only things that one is chayav karis for would be doing malacha, eating and drinking. The Mishnah Berurah says that that doesn't mean everything else is midrabanan. There are many Rishonim that hold that all of the inuyim are daraisa. It's just that karis was only given for malacha and eating and drinking. So what is the nafkin? The nafkin is in a case of a suffix. In the case of a suffix, you could not be matir any of the other things. There are other cases where we are matir drabanans and not daraisis. Next, sif beis. Kol malacha shechayovin oleo b'shabbos chayovin oleo b'yom kippur. Any malacha that is a malacha for Shabbos is malacha for Yom Kippur. V'chol she b'shabbos potter aval osur. Anything that is osur midrabanon on Shabbos is osur on Yom Kippur. Ella, what's the difference? On Shabbos there is skila, and on Yom Kippur, in place of skila, there is koras. Anything you're not allowed to move, the halachas of muktzah, anything that you're not allowed to move on Shabbos is muktzah on Yom Kippur. Except, there's one heter that we're going to get to right away, but the very first thing is, with regard to just understanding that the halachas of Yom Kippur are like Shabbos, it is not like Yontif. The halachas on Yom Kippur, all malacha that's asur on Shabbos is asur on Yontif, asur on Yom Kippur. Now we get to the exception. What is this exception? Vihitiru. The Gemara says that they were matir. Lekanev yerek. What is lekanev yerek? To separate the vegetable. With lekanev yerek, either means, we have different opinions than Rishonim, it either means cutting it, cutting the leaves, or it means, even though on Shabbos there is some kind of chashash of tochen, or it means separating the bad leaves from the good leaves. Now, the question is, why should this be permissible? If this were an Issur d'oraisa, then you could not do this on Shabbos. It must be that this is an Issur d'rabbanan. So what is the Issur d'rabbanan? Why is it not a d'oraisa? In the case of cutting up the leaves, cutting vegetables on Shabbos is a chashash of real malacha. According to the Rishonim, that hold that the only vegetables that there would be a daraisa for cutting up on Shabbos is the ones that are inedible before they're cut and possibly cooked. So we must be talking about vegetables that one could eat, and therefore it's only an Issur d'rabbanan. With regard to those who say that you're separating, you're taking the bad from the good, they would explain that midaraisa, it is only something that is really not ro'i la'achil at all, something that you would never eat. That would be considered psolas, bad, where if you remove that from the good, you're doing malacha on Shabbos. Whereas something that you could eat, even if it's ayidei adchak, that would only be considered psolas derabbanon. And the rabbanon permitted it on Yom Kippur, mina mincha lamala, only after mincha, which means as you get close to Yom Kippur ending. The reason being because of agmas nefesh. They don't want you to find that Yom Kippur's over, you come home, and now you've got to start preparing the food. The other thing that they permitted, liftsoa egozin, to crack open the nuts, and the Bir Halacha comes out that it's not only to crack open the nuts, but also to remove the nuts from their shells. There were those who claimed that that is considered the malacha of dush, and it's a daraisa, and they could not have permitted it, but the Bir Halacha points out that that is included in the heter. V'ha'idna nahagu le'esor. The minhag today is not to rely on this. The reason we don't do it is because there were those that were doing it early as well. They did not wait for mincha. At mincha, it is nikr that you're doing this for the suda right after Yom Kippur, and therefore it was not malacha. There were those who did it early. As a result of it, Klal Yisrael was mekabel on itself not to do this anymore. The Mishnah Berurah says that included in the heterim should have been also a heter of amir al-akum. Meaning, it would be permissible, Medina de Gemara, the same way that they permitted cracking the nuts and separating the leaves, the same way they permitted that, that they allowed you to ask a non-Jew to prepare food for you for Matzah Yom Kippur. However, once again, the minig is lesser, our minig is to be machmer, so that this halacha really is irrelevant. If Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos, then this is also mikra adin. Chazal were not matir to do in Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos anything that you could not do on a regular Shabbos out of the fear that you'll think it's mutter every Shabbos. So that even before it became the minhag not to do this, it was not permissible on Shabbos. Then the Ramah says that the halach is that if a fire chalila breaks out on Shabbos, you are allowed to save 3 sudas worth of food, or 2 sudas or 1, depending on the time of day that it happens. The halach is that on Yom Kippur, if there's a fire, so mikra din, you are allowed to save the food for a suda, for the suda right after Yom Kippur. Chazal permitted that. But you were allowed to actually take that out. Next, the Ramah says that there is a minhag that kids play with nuts on Yom Kippur. And you don't stop them. Why should the kids play with them on Yom Kippur? He says this is a remnant from that old heter where you're allowed to crack nuts on Yom Kippur afternoon. So the only zecher we have to it, since Klal Yisrael is no longer knowing to be lenient with it, the only zecher we have to it is that the kids play with nuts on Yom Kippur. When I was growing up, we would play nuts on Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah does add, though, that they should not be playing nuts on the ground. There's an issur of playing on the ground because of Ashvuye Gumos. They're going to come to straighten out the ground, which would either be Harisha or Binyan. But instead, they should play on a table.